Let's see some big bucks up there. And down to $5,000. That is Stan Michael. 57-39 is Cheryl's position in the game. A lot of money at stake.
Stop!
Stop at Hong Kong! All right! A trip to Hong Kong, Scott!
Stop!
Oh!
We saw him do it.
We got him!
All right, Michael, here you go. Who's the champion, Kathy or Michael?
And stop!
$1,500, and it's Michael! Pulled it out by $400 over Kathy. Congratulations, Michael!
Today, these three players are after high stakes, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck! And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Kevorkian!
Thank you. Thank you, Rod Roddy. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Press Your Luck. Once again, we're going to play a very competitive game, so let's meet the three players who are going to be competing for the bucks on Press Your Luck, starting with, oh, here's a good one, Bob Fiordalisi.
Very good.
Hey,
very well said.
I got it.
How are you, Peter?
How are you?
Great.
Good. Now, where are you from, Bob?
Upland, Ohio. Upland, California. Excuse me. Originally Cleveland, Ohio, but Upland, California.
That's a long story, Bob. Yeah. All right, Cleveland, Upland. Now, quit smoking?
I quit smoking over a year ago through acupuncture.
That's where they put
needles all over your body.
Needles, and, yeah, that's
right.
Good.
It's,
the next thing
it was
put a gun to your head and tell you to stop smoking. It works too. But it worked?
Very well. I haven't had a cigarette in over a year.
Great. Well, you got some needles in you to see if you can do well on pressure luck?
Don't need them anymore.
Okay, Bob, good luck. Let's meet our second player, Kathy Blevins.
Hello,
hiya, Kathy. And Kathy, you are a proud mother.
Yes, I am. I have two college-age children attending UC Davis. Their major is pre-vet medicine.
Great. Kathy, you don't look old enough to have college-age children.
I do.
You have some. You found the Ponce de Leon Fountain of Youth, huh?
I did.
All right. Let's see if you can find the magic money tree, all right? Let's meet our champion. Talk to her for a moment. Margaret Kanai.
Yay!
Margaret, $3,748. Margaret, tell me, what do you plan to do with the money?
Well, part of it will help to pay for this year's tuition for my daughter. She's going to Pepperdine. She wants to be CPA.
A CPA?
Yeah.
And I understand you went to Pepperdine?
Well, she and I started Glendale College together in 1981. I've already graduated, but you know what the kids are today. She's still there.
I understand, Margaret. Let's see how you do today, okay?
Yes.
I've got four questions. Your correct answers will earn you spins of the big Press Your Luck game board. A correct buzz and answer gives you three spins. A correct multiple choice, one spin. The more spins you have, well, the more money you can win, because that old board up there still has a lot of money on it and a lot of great prizes. And every time you stop the board like this, stop! You make money as I did. I want another spin! I want another spin! $4,500. On occasion, you can hit a whammy. Don't do that because he'll take away all your money. Let's avoid it, okay? With that in mind, are you ready for your first question? Mm-hmm. We are going to press our luck. Here we go. Beauty Digest tells us men go to the beach to enjoy looking at the women. But tell us, what does Beauty Digest say is the reason women go to the beach? Margaret.
To look at the men.
To look at the men, all right. Is the correct answer to look at the men, to look at the other women, or to get a tan? Bob?
I'll go with get a tan.
Get a tan, says Bob. How about you, Kathy?
To get a tan.
To get a tan. Beauty Digest says women go to the beach to get a tan. Bob picks up a spin. Kathy picks up a spin. Margaret, no spin. All right, here's your second question. A book called How to Save Your Marriage from an Affair gives us the answer to this. Out of every six marriages, in how many will one of the partners be unfaithful? Bob?
Three.
Three. All right, is the correct answer three, two, or four? Kathy?
Two.
Two, says Kathy. Let's go over to Margaret and see what she says.
I'd say four.
Four. Of every six marriages, four will have unfaithful partners.
Yay!
Margaret picks up a spin. I wonder if the other two are lying again.
Who cares? I got the spin.
That's
don't
sorry.
Worry.
Sorry. Moving right along, Margaret. Sorry. We'll get Margaret upset here. All right. Here's the next question. According, you got to say what's on your mind, Margaret. All right.
That's me.
According to the Tax Foundation, if you're an average worker, round it off, how many hours of your daily labor goes for taxes? Kathy?
2 hours.
Two. All right. Is the correct answer 2, 1, or 3 hours? Bob?
I'll try saying 3 hours.
3 hours, Bob will say. Let's go to Margaret.
Well, I'll say 2 hours.
You will. All right. On the average, we spend 3 hours a day working for the tax man. That means Bob picks up a spin, Kathy stays at one, and so does Margaret. Here is the fourth question. What famous cartoon character whose favorite food is carrots had the original name Bob?
Bugs Bunny.
Of Happy Rabbit. Is the correct answer Bugs Bunny, Thumper, or Brer Rabbit? Kathy?
Happy Rabbit, you say.
Happy Rabbit, right. That was his former name.
Brer Rabbit.
Brer Rabbit, says Kathy. Let's go to Margaret.
Brer Rabbit?
You're asking or telling me? Brer Rabbit. Brer Rabbit. Happy Rabbit later became Bugs Bunny. Bob goes to 5. And Kathy stays at 1. Margaret stays at 1. All right. You're going to have a chance to convert those pins into dollars when we come back. So hang in there. We'll be back. Woo! Answer now.
Today.
Players, we are here. They are there. You are there. I'm here. And the board is there. And oh boy, we've got $13,000 on it with some surprises and prizes and a few whammies. So be careful. The player who ends this round with the most money gets to play last in the final round. That's the place to be. And remember, you can pass your remaining spins anytime during your turn if you have a fear of the whammy. 4 whammies put you out of the game, which means you should have a fear of the whammy. All right. Player with the fewest spins goes first. Tie between Kathy and Margaret. Player to my left goes first. Kathy, one big spin. Let's make some money.
All right. Give me this big spin. Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $350, Kathy. Well done. 350 for you. Let's go to Margaret, our champion. She has one spin. Let's see what she comes up with.
Big bucks for one spin. Stop.
Stop at 500 big bucks. Margaret, first place. $500. Now we go to Bob with 5 spins. Bob, are you ready?
Okay. No such thing as whammies. There's no such thing as whammies. Stop.
Stop at $300. Third place. 4 spins left. Press your luck or pass.
Moving on. Come on. No whammies. Big buck. Stop.
Stop at $1,000. $1,300 for you, Bob. First place. What are you going to do?
One more time.
One more time.
Maybe two. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at $400. You're up to $1,700, Bob. Well into first place. $1,200 ahead of Margaret. 2 spins left.
One more time.
One more time. I've heard that before. $1,700.
Stop.
Stop at $300. Okay. And even $2,000, Bob. You can press your luck or pass that spin to Margaret.
I'm going
to
pass my spin.
Goes to Margaret. $500, Margaret on the line. 1 spin. Let's see what you do with it. Here we go.
Okay, we need big bucks. Stop.
Stop at big bucks. $1,000. That brings the total up to $1,500, Margaret. Kathy has $350, and Bob, you're leading with $2,000. You've got the advantage. We'll be right back. With more questions, more spins, more prizes, and more goodies right after this word. We're back.
Does this ever happen to you?
Buzzer.
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 Players, I have 4 more questions, but to be honest with you, I'd rather have you down here asking the questions. I'll sit up there and make all the money. Isn't that bad? Margaret's coming down. I knew it. Right? But these questions, I know you'll produce answers for, and when you do that, you'll produce spins, and you know in this round, a spin can be worth as much as $5,000. Not bad, right? And remember, whoever wins this round gets to take all that money home, put it away safely, and then come back and do it again. Right?
Right.
Like Margaret did. All right, with that in mind, are you ready for your first question? Well?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I just wanted to hear. I didn't know. Okay. The average American book supplies the answer to this one. When it comes to a lady's household activities, what do American housewives enjoy doing the most? Kathy?
You said, comes to the... Repeat the question for me, would you?
Well, I can't repeat the question because you buzzed in, and that would give you an unfair advantage. Watching TV, all right. Is the correct answer watching TV, cooking, or ironing, Bob?
I'll say cooking, Peter.
Cooking, says Bob. Let's go to Margaret.
It was a chore that they enjoyed most,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Cooking.
Cooking. Housewives enjoy cooking the most. Bob picks up a spin, and Margaret picks up a spin. Kathy, if I had repeated the question, you would have had an unfair advantage having buzzed in, so I couldn't. But we got through it anyways. Bob and Margaret got a spin. Here goes the second question. Everyone recognizes Lee Iacocca as the man who saved Chrysler. Before he rode to the rescue, Lee was fired as president of one of the other major automobile companies. What company was it? Bob.
General Motors.
All right. Is the correct answer General Motors, Ford, or American Motors? Kathy?
General Motors.
Kathy says it's General Motors. Let's try Margaret.
Well, I'll say General Motors.
General Motors. Well, Lee Iacocca worked for Ford. Fired from Ford. Didn't do too badly, though. Okay, no spins. Did better than you guys did on that question. Here we go with the third question. Name the man who became famous for this principle. In a hierarchy, every employee tends to rise to his level of incompetence.
Oh.
Kathy.
Emerson.
Emerson. All right, is the correct answer Emerson, Peter, or Murphy? Bob?
I'll say Murphy.
Bob says it's Murphy. Let's
I'll
go to Margaret.
I'll say Emerson.
Emerson. All right, that's the Peter principle. It's my principle. And no one picked up any spins. All right. Here we go, gang. Pressure's on you. Fourth question. Although many women now enjoy it, it's still known as the sport of kings. What sport is it, Bob?
Polo.
Polo, all right. Is the correct answer polo, horse racing, or tennis? Kathy?
Horse racing.
Kathy says it's horse racing. Let's go to Margaret.
I'll say polo.
You will, all right. The sport of kings is horse racing. Bob stays in a spin, Kathy picks up a big spin, and Margaret stays at one. Everyone's tied, and all our players will be taking those spins to the big board. Decide who the winner's going to be on Press Your Luck. So come on back. We'll be here.
Buzzers Primetime Party.
Have you got that, America?
They'll all be there. Will you?
Party!
Think about it, it adds up.
Starts next, only on Buzzer.
Is your pan cabinet a cluttered disaster? Do you find yourself taking out pan at what you need? What you need is Better Rack. The most convenient way to stack, store, and organize your pans. Big pans, small pans, square pans, and deep pans conveniently store in your Better Rack. Simply slide your pans into the rack and stack. With horizontal and vertical positions, there are even more possibilities. Fits conveniently anywhere in your home. Better Rack fits in virtually any cabinet and can also sit on the countertop. In the top cabinet or under the cabinet. Holds up to 5 pans neatly and organized. No installation required. Disassemble Better Rack for easy storage. Lids, cookbooks, and more. Don't let your cabinet look like this when it can look like this. The secret is in the adjustable rack system to customize for any size. Better Rack isn't just for pans. Stack and store cutting boards, glassware, lids, cookbooks, and more. Stack up to 5 baking trays and Better Rack becomes the perfect cooling rack. Simply place your Better Rack in your cabinet and stack and store your pans with ease and no mess. So take control of your pan cabinet today and order Better Rack for just $14.99. Say bye-bye to cluttered cabinets. Get your Better Rack with adjustable shelves and we guarantee satisfaction or your money back. But wait, we're not finished yet. Double your order and get a second one. Just pay a separate fee. We'll even ship it to you free. Call now.
To order, call 1-800-671-3920. That's 1-800-671-3920. Or order online at buybetterrack.com.
Players, now I know you only have one spin apiece, but up there on that overpowering board, there is $50,000 in cash. You can win a bundle on Press Your Luck. Honest Engine. There's even one prize up here worth more than $5,000. Is that the car? It is the car, the automobile, worth more than $5,000. Nice prize. Also, we have some new surprises up there on the board. In fact, one of them is, if you get it, you can double your winnings. In other words, whatever you have accumulated doubles. So that can change things quite a bit. There are other goodies up there. There's one, it's called Pick a Corner. I took Sunset and Sweetser. But what you can do is pick any corner on the board and win money off that way. So there's some new goodies, okay? And don't forget the whammy. He's still up there. And if you get him, he's going to take away all your money. You'll get all depressed and upset. And that's not any fun. So stay away from that. Let's look at your dollar totals. We have Kathy at $350, at Margaret at $1,500, and Bob, $2,000. Bob, you know what that means? Bob, you came in first in round one, which means you get to play last, and this is the final round. And that is a key place to be, because then Kathy and Margaret fight it out, and you only ultimately have to deal with one of them in a theoretical kind of sense. But that's the best place to be, so you can sit back, enjoy yourself, watch the parade, whatever turns you on. We're going to go to the player with the least amount of money. That is Kathy, with $350. But Kathy, you have one mighty big spin. I have great confidence in you. I know you can pick up something that gives you an additional spin, right? Big bucks, you want to go for it?
I'm going to.
Here we go.
All right, big bucks, big bucks. Give me five plus a spin. Stop.
Stop it. Pick a corner. Whoa! All right, Kathy, you've got $2,250, $1,500 and a spin, or
$2,000. $1,500 plus a spin.
$1,500 and a spin. Kathy takes it. Now you're up to $1,850, Kathy. That's second place. One spin. What are you going to do?
I'm going to press my luck.
I figured as much. Here we go.
Big bucks, plus a spin. Stop.
Stop at $700 and a spin. You're now up to $2,600. $2,550, sorry. You're at, that's first place by $550. You have one spin still, Kathy. What's your pleasure?
I'm going to press my luck.
Press my luck, says Kathy, and here
Give
she
some
goes.
Mega bucks. Big bucks, plus a spin.
$2,500. Kathy, $5,050. All that with one spin, Kathy. I
know.
Knew you could do it. Great. That's first place. Now we go to Margaret, our champion with $1,500. Margaret, you think you can do as well as Kathy with that one spin?
Well, would a trip to China beat that? I guess it would.
We'll take a look and here we go. Stop at a whammy. Margaret, you got a whammy. No trip to China. $0, one whammy. We're now going to go to Bob, who's been waiting ever so patiently, Bob, with $2,000. Bob, you have one spin. You're going to have to pick up $3,051 to beat Kathy. One spin. If you tied her, by the way, Bob, if you tied Kathy with that one spin, you'd both come back next time.
So it's cigarettes or no cigars.
So you can also pass it to Kathy. If she whammies, you win the game. What you gonna do, Bob?
I'll go for it.
Go for it, Bob and Kathy. Let's see who the champ's gonna be. One big spin.
Stop!
Stop! And a whammy! Congratulations, Kathy! Well done! Whoa! We'll be right back to find out exactly what you won right after this. What a game! Woo! With today's big Press Your Luck winner, Kathy, with $5,050. Congratulations, Kathy. Right now, Rod Roddy is going to tell you exactly what you've won.
You've won $5,050,
Kathy. I just wanted to see if Rod was alert. You did have won $5,050. Is that right, Rod?
That's right, Peter. What did you say?
$5,050. That rod is on his toes. Doug, is it $5,050? $5,050. You got it, Kathy. Congratulations. What a game with just one spin apiece. That, Rudy, was some high drama. Margaret, you are leaving with a hunk of change, $3,748. You've been an absolute delight. I thank you.
May I ask you a question?
Please.
Do you want to buy a radar oven?
No, I drive my dog conventionally. Thank you, Margaret. It's been great having you with us. Good luck to you and your daughter, Bob. You won't be leaving empty-handed. We've got some nice prizes for you. I thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, we have a special whammy poem, in effect. It's actually a song sent in by Penny of Santa Rosa, California. She wants to check my dulcet tones. You ready? This is sung to Oh My Darling Clementine. I'd like to have the whole staff, if you will. Oh my whammy, oh my whammy, oh my whammy, whammy woo. Please don't take my money, honey, 'cause it'll leave me feeling blue. Well, I have a whole new career ahead of me, I think. Here is, it's probably washing cars. In any event, here's another whammy line sent in from Joanne Moore of Belfast, Maine. She writes in, "The Whammy and Peter, they're your hosts for the day. One welcomes you, the other sends you away." That's the truth. This is Peter Tamarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. Hamilton Beach's Deluxe Drinkmaster Milkshake Machine. With two mixing speeds for making perfect milkshakes, diet drinks, and more from Hamilton Beach, Scoville. Plus, Mellowmint, soft, refreshing peppermint surrounded by rich, dark chocolate. Next time you want the refreshing flavor of peppermint. Also, 4 gallons of super scrubbable Q-Test Easy Care latex flat wall and trim finish for walls and woodwork. Only at 2 value hardware stores. And introducing Ragu Pizza Quick complete kit for homemade pizza. Just open a box. It's Pizza Quick Kit and open your own pizzeria. Also, enjoy the air you breathe with this pure air machine. High and low speeds. Citrus fragrance. Plus, Icy Hot. Relieves minor arthritis pain for hours with soothing coolness plus penetrating warmth. Use Icy Hot only as directed.
For Press Your Luck, a Carruthers Company presentation.